You are listening to Radio Pizza Party
from
CITR 101.9,
broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on
unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples.
Hey, that's good to hear. That's Tristan, to who hear. Are you?
I am Tristan.
That's good to hear. I'm Jack.
Hello, Jack.
And
how are you today?
What's our show?
Well, we usually have a guest, but the last 2 weeks we have not had a guest.
Solo, bolo, bolo.
Solo, bolo. So usually we have a guest. We talk about a randomized topic every week, have little games, have little segments. But evidently...
Has the randomized topic ever been eyes?
No, we should add that. Eyes?
Yeah.
We should add eyes to the topics.
I'd like to because mine are terrible.
Your glasses are very thick. Thick.
With two C's, my glasses are very shapely.
Shapely glasses. So today, why don't we just get right into it, Jack?
Okay.
What we're doing today.
So our guest, who shall remain nameless, canceled on us last minute.
Well, it wasn't much of a cancel. It was a confusion. Took the wrong day off work.
It was a baffling. Get off Facebook.
I'm trying to...
It was a baffling. And as such, we don't have a guest. But we have one better.
We have a thing much better than a guest.
What's the title of this?
We call this episode what are we calling this? We didn't think up of a cool name.
Well, we'll find out a cool name at the end.
Yes.
So the video. Wait. Our idea is we're gonna do a descent into insanity.
We're gonna descend
into insanity. Through watching the video A&W Restaurant Television Commercial 2007.
Over and over and over again.
Until we run out of time.
Until we run out of time of the show. We're going to do a live commentary. Let the record show that.
Let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring and chaos rule. We're going to watch this. It's an ad from 2007. I'm familiar with it. I remember seeing this ad. Do you remember seeing this ad?
I don't.
No? I remember seeing this at least once or twice. We figured, we'll just kind of experiment with the medium.
We're basically giving A&W free advertisement. For
no, but we're critiquing it because this ad might suck.
This ad might suck with two C's.
With two C's. So,
suck.
Whoops. So we're gonna start. So all those who are listening at home,
can we do full screen?
Yeah, I'll do that in a sec. All those who are listening at home, I have on a repeater thing. Don't want to give them any free advertising because we're already doing. No, there's no advertising because this is a.
We
critique.
Do have aux turned up, right?
Yes, we do.
That's very high. Anyway, we're going
to
be
I'll make sure
doing
to
this.
Adjust some things. So we're going to be watching this ad. We're going to start it in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, this is a
okay, so we do
price?
Commentary.
Yeah, we do commentary. We'll just kind of let the first one lay.
I was just about to make
why don't
something.
We just grab something? Aren't
there's
you?
A
excellent idea.
Young couple and an old
right.
What did
couple.
You did? Were you going to let it ride?
Sorry, but they can't see what's happening.
Nice to see you too, Dad.
They're at an
A&W.
So,
it's the classic A&W guy.
Papa Burger?
But much younger.
Mama Burger.
Much younger.
Two teams.
2007, 10 years ago.
Since we
so
were kids.
10 years younger.
Yeah. So now they're at the A&W table.
Okay.
And
Dad?
He's handed a Grandpa Burger.
Grandpa Burger?
And he's confused.
You could have told Dad because he just said Grandpa Burger?
That's true. Now they're looking at each other. The mom and
pregnant.
The wife are hugging. Yeah, she's pregnant. I guess the son and the dad hug.
Where are my onion rings?
Where are my onion rings?
And then he asks for the onion rings.
Ben.
Oh, Ben. Oh,
A&W
shout out to Ben Flynn.
1950. Ben Flynn, we've mentioned you on every episode.
Pretty much. So, Jack, when you first watched this ad, when I sent it to you as a pitch, what did you first think?
Our treat.
This will be the end of me.
This will be the end of me. So I think I like this ad because it's a good length and there's a good story
choreography.
Arc. Choreography. There's a good story arc to it.
Can you run me through that story?
Well, you get this dad who's kind of like, you know, take out the garbage. You're my adult, you know, my adult son. What were you going to say?
Can you fix the aux cord?
What's wrong?
I don't know. I can't really hear it.
Oh, I just want me to turn it up a bit.
There we go.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Do you think that's a good volume? Okay. So
I think that's a fantastic volume.
Yeah. So you get this kind of dad who is.
He's caged. Kind of a dad.
You get this dad who's kind of
a dad.
So he's like kind of stern. They get the same thing they did when they were kids. And then there's this moment of tenderness. Where are my onion rings?
Ben. Where are his onion rings?
That's a good. You know, I think this is actually not a good ad for A&W.
Yeah.
Because they get his order wrong.
You don't know that. The dad never asks for onion rings. Our treat.
That's true.
Let's wait a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Find out. Okay, let's see if he asks for onion rings.
Into
silence.
So, what would everyone like? Papa Burger, Mama Burger, and two teens.
I'll say it. No friggin' onion rings.
And he walks away.
And he walks away.
He never orders onion rings.
So, what's this guy's deal is the real question. Where are my onion rings? So then that gives the question of, did he mean to ask for onion rings? Jack, do you think he meant to
ask
for it?
I think he's going senile.
He is old. He does ask. When they said they were going for dinner, he hands him a garbage bag.
Yeah. What if...
Okay, snapping.
What if he's trying to tell his dad, you're getting old. We're putting you in a home.
Oh, that's true. There was no...
They never explicitly say, I'm going to have a kid. They say, you're turning into a grandpa.
That's true. They never show... The two younger couple with Mama and Dada burgers either, so that
I thought you were gonna say with a pregnancy test.
that's also true. So in this A&W ad, they leave a lot to the imagination, which I guess in a way is a good form of art. Jack,
you're listening to NPR.
You're listening to NPR, ladies and gentlemen. So Jack, let's talk for a sec. What do you think of A&W?
A&W, as far as fast food chains go, is the tippy top.
Well, you can't say that because I don't want this to seem too shilly. Because this isn't a shill. This isn't a paid shill.
I go to A&W maybe every 6 months.
Yeah, same. We're probably gonna end up going tonight after watching this ad. It's gonna work on us.
It's ongoing tonight. I like it. Their fries are a bit middle of the road. What are your thoughts?
I think they make a good burger. The other items, I'm not a huge fan of. Granted, root beer. Root beer is a classic. I drink a lot of that A&W root beer in my life.
A lot of that what?
A&W rooting beer.
Ah, yes. What is it root? Like a rotor root?
Rusted root on my way. Ding, ding, ding. Jack. That's my new style, I guess, interviewing. I just say a non sequitur and just pull it to you. Jack is looking at me in complete anger.
I like letting you spin your tires without saying anything. It's way more fun. We should be keeping a tally of how many times
we should.
Well, it's too late now.
It's too
late.
We're
at like 6 or 7.
Yeah, we're probably at least 6 or 7. I mean, I imagine if we listen back, we can say like the minute we start, the minute we end, right?
Yeah, that'll be pretty even because this video is exactly a minute long. Why are we doing this?
Commit to the bit. Since 1956. Did you know A&W was around since 1956? Me and Jack just shook hands.
I would hope it would be around since longer. I was thinking like 1830s.
1830s?
Yeah.
I don't think restaurants were invented then.
When were restaurants invented?
That is something I think is... this commercial is making you realize. When were they invented?
Can you Google it for me since you won't get off your dang phone?
Sure. I'm sorry. I want to make like a live tweet to just kind of explain what's happening, but I will I'll look up when restaurants were invented.
If they had listened to the entire episode, they would know that.
When restaurants were invented. So, Jack, how does this ad make you feel? Does it give you any nostalgia for any sort of time?
Pitching a tent. what would it give me a nostalgia for? 2007?
I don't know. See, like, A&W for a long time really played on the nostalgia factor of them being kind of like established in the 50s, right? Do you agree?
Why are you interviewing me?
Well, I'm just trying to make
you're being way too, like, anyway.
Sorry.
And now they're all about their health stuff because they never started doing all the weird factory farm things. Right. So
that's
like,
true.
Which could be total marketing.
That should be
This could be
a
complete
lie.
Nice to see you too, but I think they're now playing up. So, they're like, hey, we don't feed our cows, old cows.
Yeah.
We don't feed our wheat, old wheat. They're not doing, they're doing, like, we're healthy. They have TV screens in their restaurants. In their places, like, constantly showing ads for their ingredients. It's weird.
In the restaurant?
Yeah, we'll find out later.
I guess so.
I could go for a grandpa burger. That's all I'm saying.
Are you a grandpa now?
Yeah, I'm 65.
That's I'm looking at the first. According to this article, which I'm just kind of scrolling through, 1765 might have been the first kind of modern restaurant as we understand it, as in you sit down.
Where
and
was it?
In France, of course.
Of course. We turn this in.
They didn't order any French fries.
We just grabbed some
in this ad.
Our treat. Excellent idea.
That's a
we've
raid.
Established that.
I know, or onion rings.
No.
So
no
why don't we
rings.
Go through this ad and maybe give it a bit more of a commentary here? So.
Oh, it's a man in a red shirt. He's the dad. He's
so
bald.
The A and W guy. I love that guy.
Do you want to go through the ad, or do we want to talk about the A and W guy? Okay.
No, I mean, I was just waiting for it to loop again until we, you know.
I like the A and W guy. He was at UBC a couple years ago.
I heard this. I never met him. I would have loved to meet him. Marry
meet him,
maybe?
Beat him.
Beat him.
With
I want to marry him. You want to beat him. So is this a game of that game?
Meet him or beat him.
Barely do. The A&W guy. Meet him or beat
All
him.
My way.
Well, you got to beat someone to beat someone. Dang. Yeah. Rusted Ruby.
Okay, we have 7 seconds till this remains.
Ben. So that's the only character that has a name. So yeah, in the script.
Ben.
Okay, here
okay,
we
so
open the door.
A man in a pink shirt and a. Nope, other way around. A woman in a pink shirt and a man in a green shirt open the door.
Why don't we just grab something?
So we grab something. Oh, okay, you're going to make dinner. Let's go to A&W instead.
Hands him a garbage bag.
Hands him a garbage bag. Kind of like, hey, take it out because you're my son and I'm still.
They go to the burger place. A&W guy says, what are you going to have?
Mama burger and two teens.
Another thing we didn't mention is
a Papa burger, Mama burger, and two teens.
The guy,
the kid's at least 35.
The dad points at them as he says it too. I think that's an interesting point to mention.
Why?
Because I mean, like that's a visual component. Like he's kind of like, you know, authoritative, like the authoritative.
He's an authoritarian
figure.
Dad.
Yeah, he's a patriarchal father. I guess most fathers are patriarchal in by definition.
Yeah, because they're the patriarch.
Yeah,
that's how families work.
And I guess the mom would be the matriarch.
Yeah. Is this an episode of What's in Webster's?
What's that mean?
It's we're just giving dictionary definitions of things.
What's in Webster's?
What's in Webster's?
So, Webster's is a dictionary. I've read. Jack, have you read it?
You read a dictionary?
Cover to cover.
What's your favorite word?
Ooh, I'll tell you right now. Aardvark, first word.
Why?
Because it's the first word. So, baby.
Actually, the first word's abacus with six A's.
Really? Abacus.
Yeah.
Strange.
You know why it has six A's?
Why?
Because it can count to six.
An abacus, yeah. If your abacus can at least count to six, you're going to be doing all right in life.
I'd like to point out how long it takes the mom and dad to realize what grandpa burger means. Also, I plan to do this exact thing to my parents.
Did you
just
go
tomorrow?
But you go for the angle. You're old.
Yeah.
So, I think the nostalgia factor is.
This is getting exhausting.
Well, yeah.
Why don't we just grab something? Our treat.
These people. This is a very like 2007 ad, I would say.
When you first sent this to me, I thought it was from 1987. The video quality is horrendous.
I think that might just be the. The transfer? Because who records these and then puts them on YouTube?
Let's find out. Go go out of full screen. Let's find out this guy's thing.
I think it's
Launch Mini Player.
No, that's something else. Well, because I'm on this weird thing that does it. I think that's the little thing. It's rewind the tape on YouTube. He does these sort of things.
Shout out to... No, it's Rewind Eats the Tape.
Rewind... Eats the tape. Oh.
Or it could be Rewindé. That's the tape. It's French.
Just like the first restaurant.
Damn.
So what's the coincidence that this guy's name was Ben? That's crazy.
It's Ben.
It's Ben.
Oh, are you guys hungry? Just about to
Why don't we just grab something?
I don't think there is a coincidence.
Excellent idea.
How's your week been? Let's get some other talk. We don't just have to talk about the ad.
Nice to see you too, Dad.
Ben. My week has been good, just working away, making dollars.
Where do you work?
You know where I work.
Why do you work there?
What do you mean? Are you trying to say like the nepotism or cronyism happened?
No, I'm just saying. No, not your personal motivations for working.
It just seems like a fun place, and they got good product.
Seems like a fun place.
It seems currently.
You're still unsure as to whether or not you're having fun. Like, you get home, and you're like, it seemed like I had fun today. Could have gone either way, though.
I mean, that is...
I won't know till I check the register of emotions.
Oh, or the place, and I steal all that money. That's a good day.
Okay, bring it in, folks. We got a voice.
Oh, he's talking into his wrist. I'm getting shot right now by a SWAT team.
Getting shot, team.
Oh, are you guys hungry? I was just about to make...
This is such a good ad. I'll say that.
This is going to be seared into my memory.
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, the Radio Pizza Party t-shirts came in.
Yeah, we got the Radio Pizza Party t-shirts.
RPP.
RPP to all our listeners, to all our friends, and all our family.
All them cheesers.
Everyone in this commercial is wearing a shirt underneath their shirt. Watch. Maybe not the mom.
You have to be modest. No, the mom is, too.
Is she? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's wearing a white undershirt.
I heard they don't really show the mom that good. I think because she's a one-dimensional character. Yeah, they kind of... What's the Bechdel test?
Oh,
that thing.
Yeah.
This commercial would not pass the Bechdel test.
The Bechdel test?
I think it's essentially a movie passes the Bechdel test if there are two women characters talking about something other than the male characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, or that they're not on screen together. Like, two women by themselves on screen talking about something other than male characters.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah.
Yeah, like
that seems like a low bar without the separately on screen.
Yeah, this does not pass the Bechdel test. Shows the times, 2007.
2007. Mama Burger. The female characters don't have any lines except for, hi, Karen.
Since we were kids.
That's true.
Karen gets a name.
That's
it's
true.
Ben and Karen. BK. Ben. Burger King.
Oh, man. There is a conspiracy in between.
A&W commercial 2007. It's an ad for Burger King.
That's, yeah, like, was there a significant uptick in business in Burger King rather than A&W? Because this might explain it in that year.
Where are my onion rings?
You know what I'm saying? Where are my onion rings? I love that line. Great line.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'd love to find out.
Oh, are you guys hungry?
Why does he have garbage in the sink?
Yeah, that's a good question. And he is the only character that is on screen by himself. We'll watch it again once it repeats.
So he passes the self-del test.
Yeah. So maybe this is like, maybe we should start like analyzing this, like get a film student here or something.
Film major, a lot of handheld shots. Few, if any, dollies.
I think it's got a lot of Jean-Luc Godard influence, I think.
Could it be because they want it to have a more, like, it's a family thing happening. It's almost like a home movie.
Oh, you know what?
So none of the shots are on tripods.
Honestly?
Like, even this everything's moving.
I think that actually might be right.
Like, the framing's a bit off. His face is way too big.
These things are not meant to be watched over and over again.
No.
Like, you kind of learn these little tricks, like you were saying. Like, I think that is a very good interpretation. Astute observation.
It's the first bit of...
So, yeah, coming up is the one shot that the dad is by himself. The only... There we go. So that adds a lot of power to him. He's by himself in the kitchen. Jack?
I'm following you.
So he is already created as this imposed figure.
I'd love to see...
Touches the girl on the shoulder. Only the couple, like the girl, like the fiance or wife or whatever. And doesn't touch his son, like, except
my
for the end
wife.
When they hug. My future wife.
Didn't he just pat his son on the shoulder?
Did he? We'll have to watch it again.
Yeah, let's rewind this.
Rewind eats the tape. Shout out to that guy on YouTube.
He's going to get up tomorrow and go, why are there 60 more views on this video from, like, 10 years ago?
Do you think these count to the view count? Because this is a different kind of thing.
I think he does. I think he has on his Fitbit.
What's my A&W ad at?
Yeah.
Get ready.
Okay. So, walks in, touching.
Yeah, the mom hugs them both. Kind of shows a lot of
promise in this family.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
Okay. Excellent idea. Right.
Doesn't touch the sun there.
Yeah, I mean, kind of nudges past him, maybe.
Nice to see you.
Just
that.
Nudging that boy. That's what I always say.
Do you think there's like a father-son thing we can mention in here?
Papa Burger?
Papa Burger?
Mama Burger?
Two teams.
But,
oh!
Boom.
So, gotcha. But that is like, that's true. So, shoulders as far as his father, Ben, the father will
it's
go.
Ben.
Yeah, it's Ben. Did you ever get one of those, burger in one of those packets before?
Yeah, from a vending machine. To be clear, it's like a silver foil pack.
Yeah.
If you notice, when the dad realizes, he just drops the burger on the table.
What was he gonna do? Eat it?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm
oh, a- cool. The way he does it, just like he just sort of goes like, whatever.
Yeah, this is true.
I have a grandson now.
What time are we at now?
It's 6:55.
So we've been going for about 25 minutes watching the same ad over and over and over again. A&W 2007. There's no official name, just television commercial 2007 is what this YouTube video says.
So this YouTube video never made it onto one of those like top 10 banned controversial commercials videos that I used to watch when
that,
I was like
12. That ain't A&W's game, I'll say it.
What is A&W's game?
What are they trying to get at here?
Yeah, what's the longer thing?
Sorry?
What's the long game?
Like the long game here with A&W?
Yeah.
They really, I think, are trying to become like a family-orientated fast food restaurant, I think, with this.
Orientated?
Orient, because they got so many fries, they're orientated.
Would you say A&W is like the closest thing Canada has to In-N-Out Burger? Because I would. I do every day, every morning.
I don't know. Have you ever eaten an In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Really?
Yeah, I've been to California a bunch of times.
Well, I have. I've been to California, never eaten In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, come on, man. It's essential. It's great.
I heard it's really good.
Great burgers. Don't get animal-style fries.
I heard that's good, though. I listen to
Joe Boys. Well, the problem
is... They talk about that a lot.
They do, like, American cheese.
Oh.
So the fries get cold, and it, like... It turns sticks. Into this turtle shell of cheese
oh,
on top of your
yeah.
fry. It's
you
really
pick
weird.
Up one fry and the whole plate lifts up at with it sort of thing.
Yeah, but yeah. It doesn't like melt down. So it's just this like cap oh. of caramelized onions and cheese. Which, I mean, I'd wear that cap on my head.
Hey, why don't you put that in your cap and wear it, as they say.
Should we go to a commercial break?
Why don't we go to a commercial break? We'll probably continue to watch this ad throughout the break. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But I need to take a walk.
I wish there was a count, like a count in how many times we've watched
yeah,
this.
It's
but
count.
It's the count. So let me just... ready. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little song by a good friend of mine called In the Wee Hours by my friend Nick Morgan. He has a new album coming out. What could go wrong? Check it out. It's coming out on Bandcamp. NickyMo.com/Bandcamp, whatever the heck it goes. You know how to work Bandcamp, people.
Nice to
we're going
to
play that.
What's a Bandcamp, people?
Bandcamp, people. The kind of like the mole people.
I'm Hans Mole Man. Drinking has ruined my life. I'm 31 years old.
Okay, I'm going to play this ad. Or this song.
Where are my onion rings?
Ben! Oh, this is a pleasant surprise.
Hi.
Oh, are you guys hungry? I was just about to make
Why don't
something.
We just grab something?
Our treat.
Excellent idea.
I'll drive.
Nice to see you too, Dad. So, what would everyone like?
Papa Burger, Mama Burger, and two teams.
Street Party is back Saturday, July 8th on West 4th Ave from Burrard to McDonald. There will be performances by the Zolas, the Courtneys, Louise Burns, and many more. Plus, the West 4th Living Stage with yoga, fashion shows, cooking, and mixology demonstrations. And of course, Mill Street Beer Gardens, food trucks, and family programming featuring Bob's and Lolo. It's all free. Catalano, Saturday, July 8th. Brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th, Car2Go, and Coast Capital Savings.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
In the wee hours of the day, the fog has come out to play. Saeed's gone out the door, and the elk are prepping their horns. And my cup stays in my lane. In the wee hours of the morn, the roads blurred out and torn. My speeding metal seat travels without heat, but my car stays in my lane. Try to stay and recoup, but I must hit the ropes. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. In the wee hours of the day, the sun decided to say hello.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio Pizza Party.
And welcome back to ANW. Sorry, no, I just want to make it seem like we kept watching. Okay, Jack, sorry.
So, what our show is usually we pick a topic out of a hat with a guest. This week what we're doing is watching a single ANW ad over and over again for an entire hour because we didn't have a guest. And we're gluttons for punishment.
Where are my onions?
Where are his onions? So why does the mom get so mad?
What do you mean she gets mad?
She says, Ben, when he asks for the onion rings.
Why don't we just grab something? Our treat.
What is your thing about that?
I'm going to wait a minute just till I hear this. But what I think
nice to see you too, Dad.
Is she's like, this is a joyous moment. Benjamin, Benjamin Knotsberry, this is a joyous moment. And yet you have the gall. The profanity to bring up onion rings at a time like this.
Onion rings at a time like this. Because you just figured out you're a grandpa.
Yeah, wait, let's
burger.
Find out.
There she goes.
Watch him grab the burger. Oh, it's like a, can you turn the laptop my way?
Sorry. I'll play it with the screen. This is a good audio.
Where are my onion rings?
See?
Ben!
I think it's, she's saying it's a joyous moment. I would rather not discuss the deep fried rings of
that you did not buy.
That you didn't order.
That you didn't order.
We just grabbed something.
Maybe he assumed the son knew he wanted to get onion rings when the son said, since high school.
Nice to see you too, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Every time since high school.
The son says that. He
no, no. Actually, I think he says, since we were kids.
Here.
What?
since we were kids.
Since we were kids.
You make it sound like Bubba Gump. Karen. Or Bubba from Forrest Gump. I guess Bubba Gump Shrimp Company is the name of the company.
You make it sound like Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Is this not Bubba in this ad?
Let's also say that this is not Bubba.
How do you know that?
Well, there's no talk about shrimp, and I don't think actually A&W does any seafood-related foods.
We can find, I'm going to pull up the A&W menu right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, do that for us.
I want to find out what's in a grandpa burger as well, because I've never
That's
had
a good
one.
Question. Maybe, like, I think it has mushrooms in it.
I don't want to have one if it has mushrooms in it.
I think it might be one of those kind of mushrooms.
Do you like mushrooms?
You guys sometimes.
When are those times?
I don't like... Like mushrooms on a pizza. I don't like mushrooms just like I don't know, like portobellos? No, not portobellos. Portobellos are good.
Or like fartabellos.
Just those regular mushrooms you get at the grocery store. That I don't like them.
Papa Burger?
Okay.
They're gooey.
Two teams.
Okay.
The consistency I don't like.
So in a teen burger, of which there were two.
Ooh, I like teen burgers. I might get one tonight.
There was steroids, cheddar cheese, mouthwatering bacon from pork raised without the use of antibiotics. See, told you. Crisp lettuce, onion, tomato, pickles, and teen registered trademark sauce served on a freshly toasted sesame seed bun. I don't want to get a bun that's just sesame seeds.
Growing up, I can say I ate a lot of teen sauce.
You ate a lot of teens?
Haha, yes, I did. I ate cannibalized. Better Get Ready. What do you think the song selection is trying to say?
I think it's interesting that the song that was used in this was used in Breaking Bad some years later.
We just grabbed something.
This guy could doesn't he look like maybe Mike, like the DEA agent?
Oh,
the name of the guy?
Mike Armentrout.
Nice to see you.
It's Hank. Is the DEA?
Hank. Oh, okay. Does he kind of look like that guy?
No.
So whatever.
He looks a bit like Mike. Papa Burger. 10 years ago.
Mama Burger.
He also looks like a discount Clint Eastwood in the '90s.
This is true. Kind of like he looks very dad.
Clint Eastwood?
Look up Clint Eastwood's IMDb right now. Was he in an A&W commercial?
I'm looking it up.
This song is by Tommy James and the Shondells, I believe. I don't know the name of the song though.
All right, I've looked it up, and it's not Clint Eastwood.
Okay, excellent.
It's Scott Eastwood, his 23-year-old son.
Wow, he really turned around in the recent years.
Okay, now, in a Grandpapa Burger, what you have... There's no Grandma Burger. Is that sexist?
I think it is, because it's a matriarchal thing.
Grandpa Burger, wow. Excessive. It is three perfectly seasoned 100% pure beef patties.
Whoa!
Topped with pickles, a slice of onion, ketchup, mustard, and teen sauce.
Mama Burger, two teens.
That is insanity.
Since we
three,
were kids.
So from a teen to a, is there a dad? There's a Papa Burger. Can we look? So
yeah,
dad.
He like.
I think the son ordered a Papa Burger.
Yeah, that's the thing. How did he communicate this to the A&W guy?
He would have said no. He said, "Can I get?" We work in customer service.
No, but like if someone walks away and then someone orders for another person, that's generally like I get.
It's not fraud.
I know, but generally I'm like, hey, I'm not gonna get what you said.
Can you close your legs?
Hey, sorry. A little bit of man spreading going on in here.
Yeah, in your roly office chair. Okay.
I just got a tweet saying this is a mess.
Who from who?
Dylan.
In a Papa Burger.
Alright.
You have this is so stupid. It's the same thing but with two patties and mayo.
What? So it's just a matter of how many patties. So this guy got a whole nother patty.
Papa Burger, two teams.
Just to make a point.
Just I mean a big point. A big point to make.
Wait, did the kids plan this before? It's so stupid.
I think they should make other types of burgers, like a wife and husband burger, like to propose. Like, oh, can we get two teens? Bam. Husband burger. I mean, I guess it would usually be wife burger.
Wait, are you expecting your wife?
And then inside the burger, they take a bite. Ring. Is the ring.
Crack their teeth.
Crack their teeth.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. We're married now. My future wife.
My future wife.
So when you, after this many watches, what is your opinion of this A&W ad so far?
I never want to eat A&W in my entire life.
Excellent idea.
It's kind of like a...
Going into this, I thought I'd want to eat it, like, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to eat A&W.
They don't show any of the actual food in this commercial.
No, it's all, like, foil wrapped. It makes me feel like they get their burgers out of a vending machine.
Yeah. Also, I mean, maybe he drops it, but it's very in the distance. And you see it, like, in terms of the actual food you see. You see it wrapped.
It is still wrapped when he drops it.
Is it?
It's not like he quickly unwraps it while looking at it.
I guess so.
Watch, look.
Oh, yeah, he just tosses it. It's so much lighter. There's obviously not a burger in there.
How do you know that?
Because look, like, we'll watch it again. You'll see how easily it drops. It's, like, full of, like, tissue paper. So the only actual A&W food we see is a bottle, a cup of root beer.
How do you know that's cups of root beer? It could be beer. It could be drinking stouts.
Oh, brother, that'd be so
cool. Let the record show Tristan is doing a shaka bra.
Like a shaka bra, like a surfer thing.
We just grabbed something. Yeah. Our treat.
Excellent idea. All right.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
I think you should have mentioned, oh, it's going to be A&W.
See you too, Dad.
What if he thought it was like, all right, we're going to Le Cordon Bleu.
Yeah, we're going to go to
culinary school.
We're going to run the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America.
Since we were kids.
Great ad.
Karen. For the CIA, like the Central Intelligence Agency?
Grandpa Burger. Yeah, they should have put a little like...
Can we pull up some Tim Allen grunts?
I can only handle so much here. If I did that, we'd have to go to a different tab and not be watching the ad, though.
We'd still be listening to it. This is so stupid.
It is.
Usually I say, hey, you should listen to our last episode. I'm not going to say it this week.
This is...
This is experimentation.
This is some experimental radio.
Yeah, it's like the Charlie Kaufman of radio.
This is on par with Synecdoche, New York, and being John Malkovich.
What's Synecdoche, New York? Can you explain that movie to me?
Basically, this guy's trying to make a play, it ends up being like, okay, you're always in character, and the entire world's the set, and they build another, like, New York to be the set of the play, and, like, he casts all these different, and then it's kind of like this, where does art end in real life, and then he ends up playing himself.
This sounds like Truman Show, but self-aware.
Yeah, and there's weird things like, what's his name? Philip Seymour Hoffman, his daughter becomes like a stripper.
Okay, if you said Philip Seymour Hoffman became a stripper, I'd be watching it currently.
You couldn't, you'd have to wait till this ad.
The ad's ending right now.
When it says better get ready, is it actually saying Benny get ready? Because get ready to be a grandpa? Okay, let's find out when the song actually begins. Is it when it cut to the A&W exterior?
I think it's when he looks at the grandpa burger.
Oh, right.
Nice to see you too, Dad.
Right when they're leaving the house.
So they slowly faded in.
They faded in, just like a
super
Crystal.
Since we were kids.
What's the song originally about? Because in Breaking Bad, it's about crystal meth.
I can only imagine it's about like a girl or something. I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, I can imagine much more.
Tell me five other things you can imagine. Right now.
It's about a horse. It's about a man drowning. It's about a guy who discovers fire. And it's about the film Independence Day.
I need one more.
Oh, is it four? And it's about them writing the song. It's a meta song. Better get ready to write the song "Crystal Blue Persuasion" by Tommy James and the Shondells.
What's a Shondell?
I don't know for sure, but I want to say it's like a type of clam.
Can you find out what a Shondell is?
Jack is, I think, at a breaking point in his life right now.
What am I doing? I want to get a job one day.
There's, you're not getting a job. They're gonna Google your name. First thing they're gonna listen to.
Can we change our names on this thing to like officially Ashy Larry?
So when I Google Shondell, the band comes up.
Only the band? How is it spelled?
S H O N D E L L S.
Sounds D O L S.
S H O N D E L L S.
The Shondells.
Shondells, Shondells.
Shondell sounds like.
The name of the song is Crystal Blue Persuasion, is on there. Oh, are you guys hungry? Look at this house, too. That's a nice house.
It's like a pretty post-war house.
Every house is post-war, depending, you know, like, wars have been a part of humanity forever.
Nice to see you, too, Dad.
Better get ready.
So, what do we like? Papa Burger?
Mama what do you think Burgers. The A&W guys teams. Doing right now?
Since we were kids.
I think he's probably saying to his wife, I've lived a good life. I've
Dad?
He's going to shoot himself?
Grandpa Burger.
She's like, no, I don't think he's going to do that. At the very least, he's ruminating on all the heinous.
Marinating?
He's marinating like Mark Maron does on all the heinous crimes he committed.
What are these heinous crimes?
Do you think he's committed tax fraud?
I think he's committed almost every kind of fraud.
Wow.
Identity, organ, horse.
I don't know if there's such thing as organ fraud.
Oh, are you guys hungry? Pretends to be your liver.
Why don't we just grab
Man, to be the doctor that falls for that.
All right.
That'd be nutso.
Should we go for another quick little break?
We're going to go for a quick little ads break.
So, whatever.
It's been a good time, everybody. Let's go for a quick little ad break.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. Do you think they were talking about the rapper Mos Def?
Dad?
Oh, I think they probably were.
Yeah.
So, Jack.
What's your favorite color? Blue.
Oh man, one sec. My favorite color is not blue, but it is A and W, the two best colors there are.
What are these two colors, auburn and white?
I think it's brown. There's a brown in there too. I think we'll see it on the next time the logo comes up.
Oh, are you guys hungry? I was just about to make
Why don't we just grab something? Our treat. Excellent idea. All right.
Let's watch this one more time.
Nice to see you too.
Look over yonder. What do you see?
So, what would everyone like?
Mama Burger? Mama Burger and two teens. Since we were kids.
Definitely. Amazing. What do you think of the camera? So, we discussed the camera work. Okay, watch. This is what I was talking about before, how that just flops down like there's not even a burger in there.
How heavy do you want a burger to be?
Like a burger, just like it looks like it's full of tissue.
I mean, I guess a grandpa burger should have at least 3 patties, maybe 4 or 7.
At least.
It could be 7 patties.
We're gonna go to a commercial break here, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd like to discuss patties a little bit more.
You're gonna have to.
Week news broke that Teo Dansaar wasn't gonna be playing in this game.
Growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Sweet.
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to
Radio Pizza Party. Party.
Oh, wait, I want to do that. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how the boards work sometimes.
Ever.
So, as you might have heard beforehand, we've been watching the same A&W ad from 2007 featuring Ben, Karen, son, and mom. Three absolutely amazing characters.
Why are they so amazing?
Well, first of all, we get a huge character arc, a huge character development story. We have a garbage bag. We have things like A&W bringing the family together. Do you have any places that kind of like resonate? Like maybe not restaurant, maybe not fast food restaurants, but kind of food or things like that.
I never eat food.
Weird. I guess it makes sense. Actually, eating all those protein pills.
In terms of my. In terms of my friends, I'd say Splits Grill in Whistler. And with my parents,
what kind of food
ramen
is that?
Places. It's burger place. Like A&W, but...
But, like, better?
Dude, don't say that about A&W.
So, Jack, let me... We got 7 more minutes here. That means 7 more watches of this absolutely
beautiful,
brilliant commercial.
Oh, God. Yeah, 7 more times we get to watch this.
7 more times we get to watch this.
I'm starting to crave A&W again.
You know what? When I went and took a quick break there, it was one of the first things I could think about because I think we were like, have you seen Clockwork Orange?
I've never seen Clockwork Orange.
But you know that scene when the guy has his eyes and he's getting forced to watch those movies? That's what I feel like right now.
You're being forced to watch A&W ads over and over and over.
By my own volition, I guess. I mean, I'm at this point, I don't even need the eye locks to keep my eyes open and my... hands.
Sorry,
bound.
The what locks?
Eye locks.
Yeah. Okay, right.
To lock your eyes, you know? Do you ever bring around your key for the eye locks?
No, I just leave them open.
Eye locks and bagels. What do you think of that? Just throwing that out there.
No.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be bagels and eye locks?
Probably. That's probably better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
it's
bagels.
How's the stand-up comedy going?
Oh, I haven't gone ever in my life.
Oh, I would check your profile pictures on that one. When's the last time you went?
Honestly, February, March,
April, May,
June, July,
August.
Why don't we just grab something?
You know the one after August.
September. Right. Nope. Damn it. December. Wait, nice I should have went with my
March.
Gut.
February. Yeah,
February. Mama Burger.
Mercury.
Benuary.
It's Ben.
Karen. Why do they only give the two? So they give the fiance / girlfriend a name, and they give the dad a name. Is that to kind of lock them together?
They're touching butts.
Oh man, there is a secret.
So this is
plot.
Both an ad for Burger King, and a secret signal that the fiance and
the dad are having an affair.
No, they're just touching butts.
Oh,
I don't
that's
think
still I would
sexual
still
about it. They're just on a baseball team. They play grab ass.
Oh, okay, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, I'd want to have a conversation with my wife and my dad about that. Or my future wife. I don't know.
My future wife!
We never find out if this is like a wife or a fiance or a girlfriend.
Yeah, they could have been dating for a week.
Yeah, which kind of shows they're very liberal, accepting parents, which I think is a good thing to have.
Maybe the mom wasn't hugging Karen. She was starting to like strangle her.
Oh.
And that's why she says, Ben. She's like, Ben, why aren't you murdering our son?
Yeah, because he's committed the most evil sin.
The most egregious sin. Pride.
Greed, obviously. Or no, what's the one? Gluttony.
What's the word?
Gluttony, because they're at a food restaurant.
If you look at the wrapper for the Grandpa Burger, it doesn't look like there's a burger in there anyway. It looks like there's like something very pointy.
The A&W I had in my town looked like this as well, I just want to mention. Had those kind of murals on the wall.
Yeah, I wonder if they still do.
They might.
We can and will find out, because I'm starving.
Probably not modern ones, like ones coming made in the last probably 5 years.
Yeah, they did a redesign. It's like the McDonald's redesign, where everything is all hip and
hippy. So I think when they hug, maybe the mom says some like sweet nothings or sweet evils into the mother... I hope you like
touch
a burger.
Nice
if
you
touch my son again, I'm gonna slit ya.
She's gonna watch you.
Slit ya.
Oh, slit. Sorry. Mama Burger. So we're coming to the end of our time here.
We're coming to the end of our time. This
of our ordeal.
Of our ordeal. watching the same A&W commercial over and over and over again.
I can't believe we've done this for a full hour. At least we had breaks.
We had breaks, but still, not long enough. I almost feel like I need to go home and read a book, like to get like something back from what I've lost in this moment.
This has not been a moment. I feel like I'm 35 years old.
Upwards of 50 moments. So, Jack, with our last few minutes here, maybe you can give us
2 minutes.
Our last 2 minutes here, we can give us your final summations of this.
I think this
ad
was designed to sell burgers, and judging by how my stomach is feeling, it's doing a fantastic job in that.
Also, onion rings, because he says, "Where are my onion rings?" Which I might get today.
I'm going to eat so much.
Are we shills? Is the real question after this.
For the record, we are not being paid by A&W.
No,
because they've given us any compensation for doing this. I'd be shocked if they did.
Because the Radio Pizza Party cannot be bought.
Yeah. Radio Pizza Party has flawless journalistic integrity.
Journalistic integrity. So, I don't think we need a name for this. I think we could just call it like the A&W episode.
The A&W experiment.
The A&W experiment.
All right, should we finish this up?
I think we should finish this up. We got up next, African Rhythms, David Love Jones.
Yeah.
He's going to be, I believe, doing an interview by the looks of it outside. So, that'll be exciting. And
don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't, because we had
to drive to an A&W, which we are going to do later.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody. This has been Radio Pizza Party.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me? No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, cause I'm the man.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Broth Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and